With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hundreds of thousands of customers across the South without power as that winter storm coating tree branches and power lines with heavy ice. Tennessee and Mississippi hit very hard. Ice and snowfall there expected to continue into Tuesday, and well, for that matter, a lot of the country, followed by brutal cold. Meanwhile, another 12,000 flights have been canceled in the last 24 hours. President Trump calls on Democrat Minnesota officials to cooperate with the feds and to stop stoking the flames of division, chaos, and violence. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
On social media, the president called on the Minnesota governor, Minneapolis mayor, and, quote, every Democrat governor and mayor in the United States of America to cease their sanctuary policies and partner with the federal government on enforcement of immigration laws. On Truth Social, he also called on Congress to, quote, immediately pass legislation to end sanctuary cities, which he says is the root cause of all these problems. Ken Lorman reporting.
And those who want to protest against ICE, well, Department of Justice Senior Advisor Alina Haba says they must do so lawfully.
And when you go into a church where people are worshiping, there's a law against doing things like that. If you'd like to peacefully protest in America, of course we welcome that. If you'd like to call your Senate, call Congress, put your complaint into your representative, that's why we have those individuals. There are ways to peacefully protest, to exercise your First Amendment right to speech. There are laws, though, that cannot be broken.
Not all the details are known, but Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says a security agreement with the United States is now 100% ready. This is SRN News. Christians still under siege in Rwanda.
According to a wide-ranging study from Global Christian Relief, the government of that African nation is cracking down on believers, closing their churches and seeking to control their worship. More than half of Rwanda's 13,000 churches have been closed so far, and many others are at risk. GCR says, quote, recent requirements that pastors hold a seminary degree, which is an unaffordable luxury for many, has also led to a shortage of pastors approved by the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the final survivors have passed on. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor, but very few personal memories before 1945. This may have an effect on America's memory of those horrible days. This is SRN News. The Pentagon releasing a new national defense strategy. It calls on U.S. allies to take control of their own security and reasserts the Trump administration's focus on Western Hemisphere while reorienting the U.S. approach toward China and Russia. We have more on this story from BBC correspondent Arjan Skippers.
The document lays out that defending the U.S. homeland is the top priority for the Pentagon, and deterring China in the Indo-Pacific through strength and not through confrontation, the second. But it takes a softer tone on China and Russia compared with the previous defense strategy under the Biden administration. It calls for increased burden sharing with U.S. allies, saying that other nations should take primary responsibility for defense in their own region, with more limited support from the U.S.
And as correspondent Arjan Skippers. More details at srnnews.com.